When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
TheChairShot.com.
TheChairShot.com. Always,
always
use your head.
You are now listening to ChairShot Radio. Always use your head.
Good Friday morning, everybody, and welcome back to Chair Shot Radio. My name is PC Tunney. You can follow me at PC Tunney, February 26th. Welcome back, like I said, Chair Shot Radio, right there on the Chair Shot Radio Network. And thank you, everybody who's been listening. We do appreciate your listenership. Things are going well here. Continue to support us by listening and heading on over to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. Something there for everybody. And speaking of something for everybody, thechairshot.com. Sports entertainment and sports entertainment. Always use your head. I am joined once again this week by R-E-Y as in Mysterio, C-A-S-H as in dollars, the man, the myth, the legend, the outsider Viking himself, Ray Cash.
Somebody save me. This is a call for help. He won't let me work.
He's quiet.
He won't leave me alone.
Put that gag back in your mouth for now. And we are not alone today. It is a three-man weave special event here. We got some stuff to talk about, and we have none other than the MVP of the Chair Shot, Mr. Velvet Pipes, Christopher Platt.
Greetings and salutations, ladies and gentlemen. Happy Friday morning to you all. And to quote Prince Hakeem, I'm very happy to be here.
Unlike Ray, who thinks he's like fucking kidnapped, Platt's thrilled. Actually, just to pull back the curtain a little bit, it is actually Wednesday afternoon, so Platt and I are just about to get down and dirty for Pot is War. Anyway, Ray decided to make things work so we could tackle a subject that Ray wanted to tackle on Three Man Weave, but things kind of broke right at the end. We weren't exactly sure, so now we can give it a little bit better attention. The All-Star Reserves have been announced. Let me go down the roster on both sides real quick before we get into this so everybody's aware. The starters on each side, we're not here to argue about that. There's nothing we can do. That has a little bit to do with the fans and everything else. So Steph and Luka are the guards along with LeBron and Kawhi, and Big Yoke is in the middle. That's in the West. In the East, Giannis and KD along with Embiid are your front court, and the back court is Kyrie Irving and the man who's leading the NBA in scoring, Bradley Beal. Gentlemen, should we start in the East, I believe? Is that okay with you guys?
Yeah, that's fine with me. Perfect.
All right. Well, first let's do this, because it is basketball, right? Anytime you can play that. I mean, come on. You know. Platt, what is it? He thought about this somewhere and wrote it down on a cocktail napkin and then called and left a message on his own answering machine so he wouldn't forget?
That's the story he tells, but shout out to John Tesh. He seems to be thrilled about it, but how do you think other one-hit wonders feel? Like, for example, I took a music class in college, and my professor was a music reporter, and he interviewed Chubby Checker one time, and he said he could clearly tell that Chubby was pissed and bitter that was his only hit that popped off. Chubby Checker obviously did the twist. So that's funny. Me, I'd be thinking, like, Sir Mix-a-Lot, man. I got, what, two, maybe three songs, and I've been making money off them for 30 years. Sugar Hill Gang has a song. It just happens to be 26 minutes in length, and they've been touring for the last 40, 50 years. So it's better to get something over than to have nothing over. That's how I look at it.
And former, a licky boom boom
now.
Get the money, brother.
Hey.
Yeah, it's hard to disagree with get the money. Speaking of money, these players have been money this year. Let's go over the reserves on the Eastern side. The Celtics picking up two spots, Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum. James Harden is going to make it along with Zach LaVine, Ben Simmons, Julius Randle from the New York Knickerbockers, and Nikola Vucevic from the Orlando Magic. I'll go ahead and give you mine right away. I mean, for me, there's two. I don't think the Celtics should have gotten two guys in. And I don't think that Zach LaVine should have made it either. I know he's having a real nice year, but the Bulls are not in the playoff hunt right now. They're not. I think they might be the eighth seed. Trae Young is averaging over 9 assists a game on a team that's in the playoffs right now. He should be in there for Jaylen Brown. I don't think two people should have gone from the Celtics. And even more so, I believe that Sabonis from the Pacers should have got in over Zach LaVine. He is averaging the same amount of assists, 3 less points, and like 7 more rebounds than Zach LaVine on a team that's that many spots ahead of them in the Eastern Conference. So I'll just start it off right there. Those are my two that I would do in the Eastern Conference.
Damn, I forgot about Sabonis. You're absolutely right. So
let me just give you his numbers real quick, just to tell you what I'm talking about here, because he's averaging 21.5 points, 11.6 rebounds, 5.7 assists. He's averaging a steal and almost a block a game. So, I mean...
Well, before we get to that, I just have to say, number one, I'm proud of Jaylen Brown. He's a guy that you always saw the potential in him, and it's nice when you see guys that talented finally come into their own and realize that potential. Actually, I believe I said he's getting it. And I believe I said it on these airwaves that Gordon Haywood was going to be sort of somewhat of an albatross to those guys because they all play basically the same position. And with him out the way, it's given him and Tatum room to breathe. And it's funny because you think of these guys that they've been in the league forever, but what they can't be, what, 25, 26, something like that? Like, they're Tatum, still super young.
I think Tatum is in his fourth year, and I think Brown is in his third. It's crazy.
Yeah, they're not even close to their primes yet. So imagine Boston's going to be all right if they can get rid of their other albatross known as Kemba Walker, but that's neither here nor there. I always also want to give a shout-out to my main man, Julius Randle, who is doing God's work for the New York Knicks right now. I mean, he leads that team in points, rebounds, and assists. Perhaps I should start calling him LeBron Randle for a very frisky New York Knickerbocker team. I'm not saying they're going to make the playoffs, but they're in the hunt. And when's the last time the Knicks could say something like that? He's had a great year. You guys remember a few years ago when the Lakers had all those young guys, Ingram, Clarkson, Randall, Russell. Yeah, Lonzo. I thought that he, along with Ingram, I knew Ingram was going to be a problem once he filled out a little bit because he was just too skinny. But I thought Randall had the most upside out of all of those guys. I thought, worst case scenario, he would be a more athletic Zach Randolph. And if you know anything about me, I love Z-Bo, so that's like a high, high compliment coming from me. But, both lefties, both big, bruising melon farmers. But I didn't see the playmaking ability and what he's doing now. That's just a beautiful thing to watch. Now, as far as my reserves, I didn't think about Sabonis before here, so I'm not going to be mad at the Zach LaVine pick. He's balling out of control this year. But Trae Young, oh, most definitely. There's no reason that Trae Young should not be on this team. I would put him and I feel bad. Some of this is coming from ignorance, and some of it is probably racially motivated if I'm keeping it a buck and a half. But I have not watched a single solitary minute of Orlando Magic basketball this year. And I'm sure Vukovic is having a fabulous season. He's probably a fabulous player and a great man to boot. But you brought it up, Sonny. A team that's in the playoff hunt. Not only is he averaging 9 assists, he's averaging around 25, 26 points a game. And this is the most impressive stat. Between his points and assists, he's responsible for like 30, I think it's like 30-something percent of the Hawks scoring this year.
Well, here's the thing. The Hawks and the Magic, neither of them are, they're both have basically the same record. They have under a 420 winning percentage. Vucevic is averaging 24 points, 12 rebounds, and 4 assists. Trae Young is averaging 27 points, 9.5 assists, and 4 rebounds. I mean, it's kind of a coin toss there.
That's fair. I'm just going to put this point out there, and then I'll cede my time to Ray. Number one, it's in Atlanta. He's going to be here. Yeah, I mean, it's in the home city. He's going to be there.
I think he should be in, too. Yeah, I agree.
And number two, and this is the most important thing, because I don't know how good he really is. Obviously, I've seen a lot of Hawks games for obvious reasons. I don't know if he's a good stats on a bad team guy, a la Sharif Abdul-Rahim. I don't know. But what I do know is he's super fun to watch. And the bottom line is, isn't that what the All-Star game is all about?
So I wanted to touch that last point real quick, because, you know, I watch the best studio, I think I think in the game is Inside the NBA, only because there's no chemistry in the business like those four. But they piss me off every year when this comes around, because they think the All-Star game is about them. In a regular season, there's 82 games, and fans pay all this money, and there's no guarantee that, say, if I'm in Houston and LeBron, the Lakers come to Houston, there's no guarantee LeBron plays, even if he's healthy. Low management, right? There's no guarantee I get a chance to see the game. The game might be garbage. All this. The one game every year that is strictly and solely for the fans is the All-Star game. So to devalue the fan vote as much as they have bothers me, because I don't give a shit if it's who deserves to be there or not. If I want to see this guy play, I want to see this guy play. And there's not 10 people in the league I want to see play more than Trae Young. So that is especially in his hometown, that is an egregious guy to leave off the list. So looking at the list, me and you, Tunney, and I guess you didn't think about Sabonis Platt, but I'm sure you thinking about it, you realize it. Those are definitely the two snubs. We disagree on who should be taken off. Vukovic got to go. And it's not because he's not good. It's not because he's not deserving. It's strictly because when you put – I look at these lists by positions almost, or like situations, right? He's not having a better year than Randall statistically or team-wise. He's not having a better year – I'm talking about Vukovic. He's not having a better year than Sabonis statistically or team-wise. So it's like he's not having a better year than Tatum statistically or team-wise. So Vukovic is balling, but he doesn't have otherworldly numbers that, like, Zach LaVine has otherworldly numbers that you just can't say. Bradley Beal has otherworldly numbers that they were 0-45. Doing something, right?
Well,
so
here.
And
go ahead. No, go ahead. Finish. Sorry.
So I think Vucevic should go for Sabonis. I felt like you initially, Chris, about Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. I did. But I came to an accepted conclusion. If we're keeping it a buck and being honest, Kyrie shouldn't make the All-Star team. He's the guy who should be off. But because he got voted in, it is what it is. That's my opinion, and I know that's going to be a heater. But I'm taking Ben Simmons out, and I'm replacing him with Trae Young. Only because the Sixers are balling right now. But Ben Simmons isn't doing anything otherworldly. He's not a world beater right now. He has decent stats, but when you put him up against what Trae Young is doing offensively, and to your credit, you said like 30% of his offense, without Trae Young and John Collins, this team probably has two wins. So, So that's my two. In the East, Kyrie should not have made the team, I think, because he ain't played enough games, number one. My man took a vacation in the middle of the season. But on top of that, Harden and KD are more deserving statistically. I think that should have been the way we got Simmons and Trae Young on the list together, but it is what it is.
You can't.
I'm never going to begrudge a man that chooses to, or a woman that chooses to use their PTO time. Use your PTO time, folks. These companies don't give two shits about you. Use your goddamn PTO. Okay, so shout out to Kyrie for using his PTO, man.
You can't make the argument that it's about the fans and the players that the fans want to see should be there, and then say Kyrie shouldn't be there because he was voted in, right? Like, so we can't get past that. Like, if you want to talk about like what should be, then I'll give you that.
That's what I said. I said that.
Well, because first,
like,
you said
I
that,
think he should make the list, but because he was voted in, I'm cool with it.
Yeah. So if he wasn't voted in, yeah, I guess you could put it that way. But at the same time, if I'm a fan and I'm picking players that want to be at this game that I want to watch play, Kyrie Irving's one of the first three or four players that I want to see play.
Sure. Absolutely.
I mean, but now people you want to see play in the NBA, Giannis, LeBron, Kyrie, who's up there with those three? And Steph. Those four are probably the four most entertaining players in all the NBA.
I completely agree. I'm just, see, so all that, you're not saying anything wrong. You're not saying anything wrong, but you have to kind of, you have to reconcile, because it's only 12 people. You have to reconcile, somebody's going to get left off.
Right.
So think about this. With all respect to Kyrie Irving, his talent, he's a former All-Star MVP, they're the number one seed in the East, all of that. Who will this game mean more to? Kyrie or Trae Young?
I don't think that's not the argument though. But at the same time, that's why Philly has two All-Stars, the Nets have three All-Stars. Boston's not even the third team in the Eastern Conference, and they have two All-Stars. That's why I think Jaylen Brown should be the one to go.
Y'all gonna stop disrespecting the good goddamn name of Jaylen Brown, man.
You're sixth,
like,
though.
This man isn't balling.
The Pacers are fourth, and they don't even have an All-Star.
Well, that's because of Orlando. That ain't got nothing to do with
Boston. Yeah, ain't got nothing to do with Jaylen. You go talk to Vujovic on that shit, okay?
And why is
go down there, go get a Disney World corn dog, and go holler at your man Vukovic.
Okay? Then why isn't Middleton in there instead of Jaylen Brown?
Because Chris Middleton don't got All-Star numbers compared to these guys.
Yeah.
Not come over on, these guys. Come similar on, to, yes. Over? No. And that take the armor hat off, Tony.
Sure, similar to, and then you go ahead and add in the fact that they have a better team. What do you think Chris Middleton's stats are, even? Do you even know? Go ahead. Just guess. What is he averaging? Points and assists and rebounds. Just guess.
I'd say 22, 7, and 4.
Chris?
I would say 27, and 4.
Okay. He's doing 26, and 6.
Well, good for him.
I ain't saying he should be an All-Star, but the fact that Boston I'm saying the fact that Boston is sixth in the Eastern Conference and they get two, that's not helping either.
It's not, but if you got to look at what they're doing on the court, their numbers and their play is just Jaylen Brown wins Most Improved Player right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe Randall, but that's the two-man race.
Yeah, I'd agree with that, because Randall's having a hell of a year.
Who would have not been on this All-Star team had Jimmy Butler not been out this year? Because the Heat would have been up in the top five in the Eastern Conference instead of, what are they, 10th right now. And you know Jimmy Butler would have had to have been an All-Star then.
Well, let me say this. Again, I am assuming and working on the fact that they fucked it up with Vukovic, and just like Platt forgot some bonus plays in the league. So to get that right, it's between LaVine, it's between Simmons, and it's between, unfortunately, Jaylen, because those would be the last three at that guard forward position to kind of make that team. So one of those three got to go, because Jimmy Butler damn sure should have made that team had he played, and Bam Adebayo, he got a conversation to have. I don't think he's above Sabonis, but he's in the conversation.
I wouldn't argue if you wanted to slip Middleton in there over LaVine, but it goes back to my Trae Young argument. Who's more fun to watch? Like, Zach LaVine is more fun to watch. He might dunk on somebody and put his nuts on their forehead.
No,
he's got for those capabilities.
For the record, I was just using him as an example, okay? His numbers are not what they were when they were winning more games by a landslide, and when the amount of games the Bucks won the last 2 years, if you didn't give them two All-Star selections at least, I think they had four. I think they had four 2 years ago. But when you win that many games, you have to. No one's really won that many games this year. So I was just kind of making that more of a comparison.
Right. It's like those years Cleveland was LeBron and Mo Williams had to make the team because they're winning too many damn games to just have one All-Star. I'm with you.
He's not wrong.
Saying that Chris Middleton is like Mo Williams, because Chris Middleton is a legit All-Star talent. So
yes, but yeah, you're not wrong. Like, yeah, I can't get offended by the truth. Shout out to Mo Williams though.
And Doc Rivers will be coaching this game, so I don't know what. Let's hit this. What are you guys expecting from the 3-point and the dunk contest? Do you think it's going to be of people that are at the All-Star game, which could actually make it a lot more entertaining, or do you think they're going to bring in extra people for this?
this has the possibility to become such a shit show, okay? Because number one, here in Georgia, Governor Kemp said pandemic schmandemic. So, you know, Georgia opened back up like 5 minutes after the entire country shut down. Them in Florida, man, but that's a whole nother can of worms. So, yeah, everybody here is acting like there is no pandemic. So you've got that. You've got these NBA players coming in. You're going to have all the scattered ass. Number one, we got plenty of scattered ass here in Atlanta, but all the women coming up there trying to catch. Shout out to the Turkey Baster Bays. They're going to be up here trying to catch. All the strippers coming from out of town, from near and far, wherever they are, coming out here thinking they're going to leave out this Mellon Farmer this weekend with 30, 40 racks, which it's not outside the realm of possibility. What's it called? A super spreader? Yo, this shit might be the apocalyptic spreader. They might have to shut the shit down for a couple months after everything goes down here in ATL, Jack.
For the record, shout out to Lemon Pepper Lou, because he is going to get paid that weekend.
Oh, you already know it's going to be the Lemon Pepper Lou party. I might even Google that while we on the air. But Magic City is most definitely having the Lemon Pepper Lou party. You already know.
All right, folks.
To answer your question, go ahead. They're going to bring. They can't. Maybe the 3-point contest, but they can't have guys in the game doing the dunk contest only because of the stress it takes on your body to do all those jumps and things of that nature. I don't think they would, especially considering how they already know their players are pissed about having this All-Star game contest. So, who are the guys that they always bring in? Derrick Jones Jr. from Portland.
Listen. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes it's
Project Pat Connaughton.
Listen, Connaughton. Now he already did it last year. Probably wants a week off. That's the other thing too. That's the problem. Can they get guys to come in that want the week off and everything else? But whatever. We'll see what happens. I mean, because we'd all rather see the better players in the dunk competition, especially.
Yeah, but that shit doesn't happen anymore. You'll have some rookie that's averaging 1.2 minutes per game, but he got some rise trying to come out there and make a name for himself. What do you guys think, though, about the crowd situation? Because I'm thinking, okay, they put 25 for the – they had 25K for the Super Bowl. Is it outside the realm of conceivability that they might try to put 5, 10, 15,000 in the arena?
5K seems feasible because you can do enough social distancing.
Yeah, I thought they already had determined that they're going to have some first responders there or something from the Atlanta area, and that was going to be their audience or whatever. Which seems smart because you're rewarding people for doing a great job. You're bringing up, you're making aware of what's going on. And at the same time, these are all the people that are probably already vaccinated as well. And you know they probably don't have it. So that's really smart to do that. This is going to be as safe as the people that are attending and running it decide they want to be. And it only takes one person to fuck it up for everybody. And you can shake your head all you want, but that's the truth.
Can I say one more thing?
I'm not disagreeing with you, Tony. I'm saying, yeah, it only takes one. And you said it's going to be as safe as everybody makes it. That was the sigh. Because do I need to even finish? Please, Ray.
It only takes one. Well, remember the bubble. It only took one person to fuck it up and get kicked out. Shout out to Daniel House bringing the hose in. Would this not be hilarious that this is the year LeBron decides to do the dunk contest?
I'm saying, that'd be great, wouldn't it? All right, folks, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We're going to come back, and you know, while you Google Lemon Pepper Lou and you want to figure out what that is, you know, we'll be right back.
This is your boy, Kenny Killer, telling you to make sure you check out thechairshot.com, bringing you breaking news, interviews, podcasts galore, everything pro wrestling. Make sure you check it out, thechairshot.com.
Thechairshot.com. Always use your head.
All right, gentlemen, back here, Chairshot Radio. Let's head on over to the Western Conference. The reserves read as such: Damian Lillard, Donovan Mitchell, Chris Paul, Anthony Davis. So, I mean, we're going to have one replacement for sure. Paul George, Zion Williamson, and Rudy Gobert. Ray, you look like you're chomping at the bit. Go ahead, fire away.
Devin Booker.
Right.
LeBron James tweeted out one of the truest things I've ever said. Yeah, and there is a level of homerism coming in, but I think you guys in this situation will back me up. Devin Booker is the most disrespected good player in this league, maybe second only to Dame Lillard. It is ridiculous.
Dame ain't that man. Disrespected. He made 50-some million dollars last year.
You're right. Oh, no, he's he's not disrespected in his pocket. Not at all. I love CP3. I love Chris Paul. I think, to me, Chris Paul is the best point guard not named Magic Johnson or John Stockton. I think he's the third best point guard of all time. I know, and that's not, that wasn't, I didn't say that to piss anybody off.
I know.
I'm just trying to big up Chris. I understand. I'm just trying to big up Paul.
I was just saying, that's all. We're not going to go down that rabbit hole. Already know. We know where each other stand. But I couldn't.
Who's Chris's argument? Who does Chris put? I'm trying to think. I'd have to think about it for a little while.
We'll say after the call, because we will not get any further.
Can't I just hear with the one name? That's it?
It's Isaiah. He's an Isaiah Mark.
Oh, okay. All right. Good. Move on. Keep going.
Chris Paul is fantastic. I think Chris, and I think Chris Paul is mad deserving, especially considering how the only major difference between last year's Phoenix Suns and this year's Phoenix Suns is Chris Paul. But Devin Booker has to be the guy that makes the team. You said it, Tony. AD's hurt. He's not going to be able to play. Let Chris Paul get the replacement spot. But you give Devin Booker the honor of making the damn team.
No,
and this is the coaches that's picking this.
Let's start here. Don't make it easy on yourself, because we all agree that Devin Booker should have been in this game. Anthony Davis is healthy. He's going to be an All-Star. He's going to the All-Star game. Oh, you said Booker over Chris Paul?
I'm saying put Booker over Chris Paul and let CP3 replace AD.
Well, that ain't going to work that way. So Booker, yeah, right. I mean, that was, in a perfect world, that would be, I wouldn't replace, if Booker would have been picked over Chris Paul, I wouldn't replace Anthony Davis with Chris Paul.
I guess, I don't think I'm saying what I'm articulating. Devin Booker should make the team.
Right.
If Anthony Davis can't play, and they have an injury replacement.
Instead of
making Booker the injury replacement, CP3 should have been the injury replacement.
Right.
So all I'm saying is Devin Booker should have been the guy to make the team.
Over Chris Paul. Right. Okay. So let's say that happened.
Yeah.
Would you replace Anthony Davis with Chris Paul, or do you think someone is more deserving than Chris Paul?
No, I still put Chris. The only other person I think on the West that's deserving is Mike Conley, but they already got two players.
De'Aaron Fox?
The king, but I don't know. Not over CP3 this year. I don't think the Aaron Fox having a great year.
Before you go, I agree with everything Ray said, except I would replace Anthony Davis if Devin Booker had been picked with DeMar DeRozan.
Ooh. The Spurs are actually good again this
year. DeMar DeRozan is averaging like 26-6, and nobody from the Spurs is going to make the All-Star team. And the Spurs are, what are they? They're fifth. The Spurs are fifth, and they're the only team that's in the playoffs right now in the West that doesn't have an All-Star.
All right, fair enough. Shout out to DeMar DeRozan, but come holler at me come May, and we'll revisit that conversation. Yeah, we're all in consensus here. It's unanimous. Devin Booker should be on that team. That's a travesty. It is. By the way, I couldn't find any information in my quick Google searches about Lemon Pepper Lou All-Star Weekend Party, but you better goddamn well believe it's happening. And I'm on the hunt now. I'm going to find it. Yeah, it's still early. This is only February 26th, so we still got time. It's happening. I know it's happening. They might have to keep it on the low-ski-wo-ski because the mayor of Atlanta came out and said that there weren't going to be any NBA sanctioned parties and get-togethers and gatherings. So we back to
NBA sanctioned.
Aren't the unsanctioned NBA parties better?
I'm sure they are. Yes. Yeah, I'm sure they are. Snatch up all the cell phones. The password is warm chicken grease. Now, if I had to pick somebody that Devin Booker could replace, I would probably go Rudy Gobert. I know he's having a good year. I know you have to have centers on the team. That's how Jamal McGlure became a multiple-time All-Star. I get how all of that works. I'm just talking player for player. I'm not here for Rudy. They're having a great year. I understand why the Jazz had to have two. It's similar to the Nets argument that we had previously.
Let me give you his stats, Chris. He's averaging 14 points, 13.5 rebounds, and 3 blocks a game.
200 mil tower, baby.
In a league that's a dearth of centers, yeah, he should be averaging that. He's talented enough to do it.
I don't like that. I don't like that. People say that because it's not factual. There are a lot of good centers in the league now. Okay, 78 years ago, you're right, but there's a lot of good centers in the league now.
Okay, so we got Embiid, we got Jokic. Those are two I would definitely take over Gobert. Who else you got? I
probably. Sonny, you okay with me going on the list?
You got Vucevic.
Let's go down the list. I got the standings here.
Oh, I got them already in front of me.
Rudy Gobert in Utah.
Yeah.
Right. Anthony Davis in L.A.
Hold on.
He's not a center.
Okay. We're stretching the term center now. Okay. All right. Fair enough. Okay.
Take him off if you don't believe it. There's still a lot of good centers, so I'll take him off.
But he doesn't play center. Say it again. For them.
Who plays center for them now? Because Montrez don't start.
No. Gasol.
Okay, Marcus. You're right. I'm sorry. Yes, I'll shut up. I'm corrected. So Gobert, DeAndre Ayton, Joseph Nurkic. That okay?
That's Joker. I said Joker.
No, okay. He's talking. No.
Nurkic. Oh no, Nurkic. That's the Portland guy. That's the Portland guy. Yeah, he could ball.
So Jokic, he's too young, but I think we can put him on the list only because of his trajectory. Possibly James Wiseman.
He's not a good center right yet.
Okay, that's
not yet. Okay, yeah, not yet. He will be. Yeah, he'll mess around. Be one of the best 10 players in the league in 5 years.
Okay, so y'all gonna say Chris Stapps is a four, so he's not on the list. Y'all gonna say probably Jared Johnson Jr. is a four, take him off the list. So again, I'm not talking about. I will put Steven Adams on the list. Would you put Steve Adams as a good center?
No.
Good center, yeah. You gotta get.
You want me to tell you who the good centers?
Great.
I'll give you the good centers.
He's not all star caliber, but he's good. He could play.
I'll give you the good centers. Are you ready? Clint Capella. Andre Drummond. I'll give you Gobert and Ayton. You got Vucevic down in Orlando. I don't think Enes Kanter is a good center for Portland.
He's a backup.
He used to be.
Yeah, but Kanter is in the top 10 in rebounding, even though he's a backup. So.
that's because Nurkic can't fucking stay healthy.
Yeah.
Jokic, obviously. Adebayo, obviously. I'd say Jared Allen is a good center.
Christian Wood. Karl Anthony Towns. There's more than 15 good centers in the league right now.
You know what?
All right.
I don't.
So you know what? Y'all changed my mind. Fuck Rudy Gobert. He shouldn't be on the All-Star team.
Should.
That Booker should have his spot. No. Put Booker at center. I don't care.
That's what Bobby Knight told.
Let's do it.
Told Dr. Jack Ramsey to draft Jordan and play him at center, asshole.
Yeah.
I already got Clyde Drexler. I need a center. Well, then draft Jordan and play him at center. That's what Bobby Knight's advice was to Dr. Jack Ramsey before that draft. Sorry, go ahead. Keep going, Ray.
So you basically ran through the rest of it. I was going to say Christian Wood, Karl Anthony Towns. You went to the East. But there's a lot more good centers than people give credit. It's just that is an ideology that has been stuck in people's minds for so long, for the Dwight Howard years, that people aren't paying attention anymore. And, like, overnight, like, a lot of good centers came in the league. Now, when I say good, I'm not saying this is 99, 2000, 2001 again. I'm not saying this is 93, 94, 95 again. But I'm saying that you have multiple centers that are major players on the court again. And back in the day, the whole reason the center got taken off of the All-Star team on the starters, and it went from, instead of being guards, forwards, and centers, to front court and back court, was because it was Dwight Howard. Now, like, Roy Hibbert was an All-Star. Mehmet Okur was an All-Star. You said it yourself. Jamal McGlure was a two-time All-Star. Come on.
I missed a guy on the list that's a good center, Miles Turner.
Miles Turner.
Okay, yeah. Okay, yeah. I'm not even going to disrespect Dwight, man. He's a first ballot Hall of Famer in my book. That run that he had with Van Gundy and Orlando, and they went to the finals and beat that Cleveland team in the conference finals. Yeah. He's earned his bones. I get the hate for him, but yeah, he's earned his bones. Honestly, the reason I said that was just a backdoor way for me to discredit Rudy Gobert, because I don't think he has any business on this team. So you know what? Fuck him. Get Rudy up out of here.
But you got to have more than
hard to talk shit about Rudy Gobert.
You got to have one more person. You got to have more than one person from the team that has the best record in the league.
Well, that's why he's there. And the Chris Paul thing, that's optics. That's media. That's good storytelling. He's from the Atlanta area. Chris Paul coming home. He's probably going, since they didn't want to put Trae Young on the All-Star team, Chris Paul will probably be this year's ambassador of the game, you know?
Maybe.
And the State Farm shit, so they'll probably have some new commercials that they'll roll out.
I heard that Chris Paul is going to skip the All-Star game and Alfonso Rivera is going to show up in his place.
I'm here for that. That's entertainment.
I'm not your dad.
You're not my dad.
You're dead. You're dead. You better do this.
I'm the new Chris.
I like the De'Aaron Fox choice, though. I didn't think about De'Aaron enough. I think it's...
De'Aaron ain't there because De'Aaron came out after LeBron or before LeBron and said it's stupid to have the All-Star game. So they said, oh, you think it's stupid? Then don't worry about it. Bye.
When I was looking at a list of snubs, the other two besides Devin Booker and De'Aaron Fox were Mike Conley and Gilgeous Alexander. There ain't no way in hell Gilgeous Alexander's going to make the list because that team is terrible, you know. But the Mike Conley thing, if you want to replace
Yeah, but if you look at Conley's stats, he's not even averaging. He's averaging like 14 points and 3 rebounds and 4 assists or something.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you. It's Devin Booker and nobody else.
Mike Conley is this generation's Rod Strickland. A guy that, you know, doesn't make All-Star teams, probably not going to be a Hall of Famer, but, you know, 15 years from now, guys like us are going to be talking about how dope he is. That's how I feel about Rod Strickland.
I hope no Ohio State fans are listening to this. But that's disrespectful to Rod Strickland.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, but you get what I'm saying, though. Mike Conley has been a damn good player for a damn long time. And he didn't get off to the best start. That shit didn't start off well. So the fact that he worked himself into the player that he did, I respect it.
There's only two players in my life I've ever seen got handles and cross people up and don't have a left hand. And that's Rod Strickland and that's Ron Artest. They will not put the ball in their left hand for nothing. But they're going to It's fantastic. Shout out to Rod Strickland.
Cheer Shot Radio, Friday morning. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Thank you, Mr. Platt and Mr. Cash, for being on the show today. I appreciate it. A little three-man weave action for you. Last quick question here relating to the All-Star game. Is it good that there's only 12 on each side? Is it good that we have this conversation that there are snubs? Or should they make it 15?
It doesn't matter. They could make it 26, and there's still going to be snubs. Just like with the NCAA tournament. They keep expanding the field, and they keep finding snubs. It's just the nature of the beast.
Agree with Platt. I think it's good that it stays at 12 because you don't want to get too much and bring too many people to the game. And I think the more people you add, the less of an actual accolade it is.
Once again, gentlemen, it shows that we love the NBA, regardless of whether or not we think they should be having the game. I'll be watching all the events, and I'm sure you guys will be checking it out as well. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Chris, tell everybody where they can find you all over the interwebs.
Well, next week, starting the weekend of March 6th, you're going to find my black ass in the house wearing my mask, just in case some of them COVID coochie germs seep in under my doorway. Okay? The fuck? But y'all can find.
Have y'all ever seen the movie Contagion? And you see how the bat and the whatever and the pig. This is how the next super spreader is gonna be. It's gonna be COVID, mixed with coochie juice from Magic City.
If you turn your flat, if you turn yourself into the bubble boy, is Amber's gonna leave your ass? She's like, this is the last straw, bubble boy. I'm out of here.
Everybody talks shit about The Walking Dead and why it's on TV still. Well, that's why. They knew this shit was going to happen. And now it's turning into a goddamn Survivor's Manual, man. I need to go back to season one and boat up and go get me some water and a bug-out bag. Y'all can find me on The Chair Shot. I'm all over The Chair Shot, but you can find me on Twitter at The Real C Platt. Check us out Thursday evenings on Pod is War. Tuesday evenings on Three Man Weave. I'm on all of those. I'm also going to be making my return to the Bandwagon Nerds on March 7th. We're going to be talking a little WandaVision. after the season finale. So check that out. Make sure you all also go to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot and pick up an official Chair Shot t-shirt. If you enjoy the content we provide day in and day out, make sure we keep providing that content day in and day out by going to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. Please and thank you. Thank you and please. I cede the rest of my time because I've got to get online and find me a hazmat suit. Gentlemen, it's been real.
Oh my goodness. Okay. You can find me at It's Ray Cash, R-E-Y as in Mysterio, C-A-S-H as in dollars. Outsider's Edge on Fridays. Yeah. Okay. Start over. Cheshire Radio on Thursdays. Outsider's Edge on Fridays. Bandwagon Nerds on Mondays. Three Man Weave on Tuesdays. And the boy try to sleep in the rest of them days. I'm not like Jesus and God. I rest 3 days a week, not one. I'll let you boy. The NBA is fantastic.
Once again, gentlemen, thank you for joining me. It's always fun when the three of us get together. Folks, you can find me at PC Tunney and all over thechairshot.com. Sports, entertainment, and sports entertainment. Always use your head. Have a great weekend, everyone.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.